Business Hour with Oliver Feng on OFM.
Right, so it's OFM, the sound of your life. And according to varied media outlets, Maersk, one of the world's largest integrated container logistics companies, will phase out its Amex service, which transported goods from South Africa to the US's East Coast. But helping us to understand this development, what its impact will be in the long term, is Dr. Ernest van Biljon. He's the head lecturer and program coordinator, MCOM, in supply chain management at the IMM Graduate School. Doctor, welcome back to the Business Hour.
Thank you. Nice to be here.
This is quite a significant development. Can you unpack what are the reasons behind this particular move? I'm sure a lot of people will feel everything is tariff related. Is it?
In this case, it is not tariff related. This has to do with Maersk's internal restructuring and therefore is not related to South Africa or any issue in terms of South Africa, our exports, our markets and so forth. So this is very much a restructuring and it stands completely separate from the whole tariff issue. But of course, it comes at a very bad time as a result of the tariffs and as a result of our exporters and our businesses looking at how to mitigate the impact of the tariffs. And if I may just add, there was also a recent announcement, very recent announcement by Taiwan that they are restricting semiconductor exports to South Africa. So that's a further blow to our electronics industry. And I think we're seeing, waves of these changes happening in our markets and in our business. And it is a concern at the moment.
The Taiwan development, is that more political and related to our affiliation or close connection with the Chinese?
Yes, absolutely. That's far more political. And it has to do with a downgrading of the Taiwanese diplomatic services in South Africa. And as a result of that, Taiwan then said that they will restrict semiconductors to South Africa. And we don't really have a semiconductor manufacturing market. Of course, that could be replaced from China and even from India. But again, it just shows the amount of pressure that we are continuously being placed on, and it impacts on our, especially in this case, on our electronics sector.
Back to our conversation at hand in terms of the Maersk development, how is this going to impact our exporters? So what is sort of the logistical implications of this particular move?
Yes, so on the bright side, we still have one shipping line, operating from South Africa into the US, MSC, and, that would hopefully be able to take care of most of the capacity. However, it may well be that some of our goods now need to go through ports in Europe. And those ports are much more congested, and also it will extend the lead times to the US and therefore the costs associated with that. So it has a cost implication for our exporters, and it also has means that there could be delays in terms of exports. But I'm more concerned not only with, again, some of these short-term issues, but the cumulative shocks and the cumulative pressures. And this is undermining long-standing commercial relationships. And it's also exposing us and South Africa more to, the strategic vulnerability that we're experiencing in our supply chains. And I think it's therefore important that government and business together needs to respond to this in a much more dedicated way.
I mean, can you kind of expand on that? What do you mean by in a much more dedicated way? Are you implying that a lot of our political moves need to be a lot more concentrated in supporting our economy and our trade relationships? What do you mean by that?
Yes, I think it starts with the trade relationships. And we've seen, unfortunately, it appears that South Africa has not responded very well or very proactively, rather, to the whole U.S. issue. We still don't have an ambassador appointed in the U.S. And, it seems like the lines of communication are broken at the moment. So, and this also extends again to Taiwan and to others. So we need to have a proactive national response, but not only from government. I think government needs to get together with business. Yes, we've got a lot of forums and we've got a lot of structures between government and business. That's not always that functional. But for now, we need a dedicated national strategy dealing specifically with, you know, stabilizing our supply chains, diversifying market alliances, and looking at issues like shipping access, logistics infrastructure, and so forth. So I think a very dedicated approach between business and government is required at this point.
Doctor, in closing, I mean, what is your message to businesses on how to navigate a lot of these changes and challenges, particularly exporters? A lot of these developments are out of their control and not of their own doing, and one can always imagine their frustration.
Absolutely, and that is the case. And you know, we could only say to them, try and be far more efficient at what you do. Look at new technologies. How can you integrate technologies, particularly our cold supply chain exporters, those with perishable goods and agricultural products? Look at ways of, you know, integrating Internet of Things, where we can easier track and goods, and also look at temperature control and a number of other aspects. Use AI, use predictive analytics. We need to understand the data better, and we need to respond and react to the data. So I think technology and technology integration is very important. But for now, we need to rebuild the trust we have lost with some of the global buyers and global trade partners. And I think, you know, that is the main message now to both business and government. Let's get together, plan, and respond to this very proactively.
That's Dr. Ernest van Biljon. He's the head lecturer and program coordinator in supply chain management at the IAM Graduate School. It's always a pleasure, and we hope to speak to you again soon, Doctor.
Thank you.
The Business Hour with Oli Bocheng on OFM, the sound of your life.